Welcome to episode 88 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Each year, I take part in a business networking event at a local school. It's an unpaid arrangement, and the value for me comes in not just helping to inspire the students in their education, but in having the chance to analyse the way I go about my work in the process of the conversations I have. In this week's show then, I'm sharing a few thoughts whilst in the car once again, this time heading back from this year's excellent event. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 88. It's coming up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm heading back from a really productive and really enjoyable morning. Once again, as I do every year, I have been to a local college or school where they set up the business studies department, set up essentially like a speed networking kind of arrangement for the kids there, the business studies class kids, to get the chance to talk to local business owners about what they do and the results of their findings, as it were, the answers to their questions go towards some work that they're doing for that they then have to hand in as a part of a project or what have you. Now, as a lot of you will know, and those of you who don't, you'll probably won't come as a surprise to you, I really like talking about what I do. I like giving back to the community about talking about my photography. I especially like being able to share some of my experience, my wisdom and what have you, with kids coming through the schools and the colleges and even universities, because, you know, it's of course it's important for them to be inspired by people just generally, but I always think when I was at school and at college, I really wish that there had been more people that were brought in by the school to inspire us to think a little bit differently, or think about how we want to consider our careers after we leave school or college or what have you. We had business, I forget what they called it now. We had sort of careers advisors, but nothing quite like this particular place had that I've just come away from. And, you know, I like to think that I'm in a position where I do have some useful information to share with people. And I suppose one of the great things that I see for someone like me, there are times where kids will be at school or college or whatever it might be, and someone will come to give a talk and they'll be of a certain age and they'll kind of project themselves in a certain way that's whereas it might be interesting that they're there, that they're the wrong sort of people to really kind of inspire these young people to be motivated and get excited about the thought of, you know, business or their careers, what they might do after they finish their education. And so I like to think that, you know, I'm going in there, I'm still young enough that, you know, I'm closer to their age probably than a great many of the people that are also in that room where I was. And it's just nice to think that I might have maybe in some little way made some sort of a difference to these kids. Now, the great thing with these with this event, as I say, this is the third one in a row, the third year in a row that I've done this. I don't get paid for doing this, and it's about a half hour drive for me to get to the place where this is. They have their hall where they set up some tables, and the kids go from one table in pairs, they go from one table to another, and they talk to various people from different businesses. So there was me as a photographer, there are other people, there's a graphic designer, someone that's in architecture, someone that does computer repairs, and so there's a real variety. But the value for me, there is also the opportunity to do some networking with those other business people that are there, sort of over lunch and through the course of the morning. But the value for me is that these kids kind of inspire me, not necessarily directly by what they're asking, but the fact that in talking about my business, in talking about the challenges that are involved, the work that I do, the places I go, I always, and it's the same every year, I come away from the event just thinking about what I can immediately do to make a difference to my business, what things I can put into action, people that I need to maybe follow up, people that I need to speak to that I haven't spoken to for a while, all these things. So actually, although I'm not paid in a monetary sense for my time or anything like that, I do always get something out of this. And, you know, let's be honest, if I do end up getting a phone call or an email from one of the other business owners that were there because they want to talk about photography, well, then that's brilliant. That's, you know, that's a bonus, but that's not the reason that I go there. So there's not lots that I can really say about this, because there were quite specific questions that they were asking about. Obviously, they asked the usual things. What's the name of your company? Where are you based? How long have you been in business? What's the nature of your business? Who do you work with? But then they had more specific questions, like they had like multiple choice. All of the students had a number of core topics or main questions with some additional questions attached that they would talk about. And one of them, where there are a number of couple of people there that were directed across the room straight to me, was talking about creativity. And specifically, they were asking, how does is it important, or how important is it to stay creative in your work? Now, whereas most of those students were taking it in a visual sense, and I'll come to that in a moment, at the centre of that question for a number of others, and probably what the teachers were getting at, was to ask, in terms of running your business to keep an edge above your competitors, to stay competitive, to build your business throughout the year and year on year, how do you do that? How do you stay creative with your ideas? How do you look out opportunities? How do you evaluate what is a good opportunity and where your time and money and resources are spent? For the visual side of thing, a lot of the visual side of things, a lot of the kids wanted to know, you know, about creativity as a photographer. So I said to them, well, for me, the nature of my work is I have to stay inspired. I have to stay excited about photography. I have to always have ideas. When I'm asked to take photographs, it is literally it's an interpretation of a brief. So a client will say, you know, I'll go to do some shots in a, I don't know, it could be cyclists or a brand of clothing for athletes or something. It could be in a warehouse where they distribute their products, or it could be headshots in an office. But for me, as I said to these kids, I have to be always thinking about everything from creative lighting, knowing the clients I'm about to work with, what sort of things would work for them, what the challenges will be, the restrictions that might exist within the location we're going to be shooting. And say for me, I do, as a lot of you will know, I look a lot at photography, of course, especially photographers from bygone times, especially in the sort of the 30s and 40s. I often get more out of that than looking at contemporary photographers. Somehow their approach appeals more to me. Obviously there wasn't, although there was what was considered to be technology of the day that was all advanced in the same way as we have, say, with digital, there are other considerations, I think, back there, which I just somehow seems more, it's kind of more pure. It's more to the keeping of what photography is all about. So I was talking to these young people about how I look at other photographers' work, how I look at, say, videos on YouTube and other websites and all this other stuff. And that was really interesting because it made me think of specific examples, but it also made me sort of remember, well, look, I need to, you know, I bought, you know, for my birthday some weeks ago, I went into town and I happened to look in Waterstones, the bookshop, and I picked out a book which was basically all about Robert Capa, who, for those of you who don't know, Robert Capa is a very well-known photographer. He was a photojournalist back in, you know, going back in time, and so it was in the war zones and what have you. And this book was talking about his work from the 1930s to the 40s. And I literally haven't had a chance in recent days and last couple of weeks to properly sit down and really have a good go at making a start on reading this book. It's a lovely book, loads of illustrations, lots of information. But I have to make time to do my research and keep myself interested, because that informs the way that I go about my work, my own personal work. It also informs me in a roundabout way with some of, not all, but some of the commissioned work I take on. Just think about lighting or borrowing some ideas about the ways people were posed or something like that. So I've come away from this event really, as I am every year, really quite inspired by these young people. And they probably don't realise that myself and other people that were in that room have come away, you know, with a bit of a buzz, thinking about how we're going to move things forward and fresh ideas that we need to think about. But nevertheless, that is one of the things that I get out of it. And talking about being creative and working in the creative industries is what, as a photographer, what I need to do. It's what any creative person should be doing, because otherwise all you're doing is being asked to take pictures. You don't get excited by them. You don't interpret the brief to the best of your ability and its potential for being interpreted. So these things are really worthwhile. Now, it also gave me a chance whilst I was there to talk with one of the ladies that was that organises these events, just to think about the potential looking forward for me to go and talk to other students that she has, talking about photography, talking about business studies, talking about the challenges that apply equally. So, you know, it's been really, really worthwhile. The rest of my day, such as it is, because I know that this event starts off early and usually wraps up anywhere between about 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I always keep the rest of this day free. So what I'm doing now, I'm just heading back to the office. I will go back, and there are a number of people who I need to follow up. that I've just met. There's one chap who I need to put him in touch with, another supplier to do with something completely unrelated to photography. I also need to think about certain things for the active photographer that I've come up in other conversations today. But I always give over the rest of the day, unless I've got some editing or some sort of deadline to meet, I always give up the rest of the day to just moving things forward while it's fresh in my mind, just making a few notes, putting stuff up on the whiteboard, and maybe checking out a couple of websites that might be useful for, again, just for reference points. And yeah, it's really good, and I'm just looking forward to it. What I do, I know I've said this in the past, what I try to do, and it all goes back to making the most of your time, and the last time I really spoke on that topic alone was when I was discussing a chap called Timothy Ferris, who a lot of you may by now know is the author of The 4-Hour Body, which is all about keeping healthy and nutrition and what have you, but also more importantly thinking about the 4-hour work week, which was his other book about how you make good use of your time, move your business on, and topics that surround that, and I'll link to those in the show notes. But I always try to arrange my week whereby if I'm not out taking pictures and I'm not in the office working on pictures, preparing work for people, I always like to, if I'm out having meetings, I'll always try to organize those meetings on one or possibly 2 days, because otherwise, if I had, say for argument's sake, I had 4 meetings in a week, I'm always going backwards and forwards, and I'm spending a lot of time driving around from one place to the next, and if you've got one meeting that has to be, say for argument's sake, at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then another one because the person you're meeting with couldn't do it until, say, 4, if I'm driving, say, 20 minutes to be somewhere, and then the next one's another half an hour away from that, you end up kind of having to fill your day so as you're not being, you know, so that I can stay productive. I have to think about sitting somewhere recording some podcast content or making notes or any of these sort of things that you know that I do. You know, if I have a number of meetings all in one day and I can tie things in so that I might, say, make an appointment to meet with someone at, say, 10 o'clock, and someone else wants to talk, and I'll say, well, what's the best day? If I can get that to be, say, 12 or 1 o'clock, to allow for the fact that most meetings tend to be a couple of hours at the most, some go a bit longer and some are a bit shorter, but you do that, but then allow time for travelling to get to the next meeting, all of a sudden you find that you've spent the whole day driving from meeting to meeting, having really productive meetings. You then, you know, I'll get back to the office at, well, the other night I was in about 7:30 in the evening, but, you know, usually by 5 o'clock, and it's just a really good way for me to make the most of my time. So that is, it's not the case today, because I just had this one meeting in the morning, but gave up the rest of my day for getting my own thoughts together about a number of things and planning the rest of my week, and it's a number of things coming up which I can't tell you about at the moment. Still, this is some other stuff that I alluded to the other day, but that is work in progress I need to talk about, and you'll know about it all in time. So yeah, that is really it. I just wanted to, as ever, share a few thoughts of, you know, just another area of what I do, because as was the topic of conversation with a number of these kids this morning, I don't do paid advertising like people often think about yellow pages or directories or this sort of thing. A lot of what I do is word of mouth and networking. So these events like this morning are very worthwhile for me. And, you know, I will have got more out of this just with a few people that I met, the other businesses, and obviously with the kids that have given me ideas to think towards my own promotion and what have you. And it's just really good. Everything is done in one day. I'm heading back to the office to get a few things down on paper. And that's exactly it. It's a really, really good way to spend my morning. And obviously we're into the afternoon now. But there we go. So a few more thoughts. And as ever, if you are... I think I may have said this last year. If you are someone who works for a school, a college, a camera club, or any organisation that, you know, you invite speakers to come and talk about what they do or help your students, I am always open to, you know, to ideas. And I go to colleges and business clubs and all sorts. I'm always happy to talk about what I do. And by all means, do get in touch if that is something that applies to you. If equally, if you are someone who just wants to know a bit more about the business of photography, obviously you've got the Active Photographer, which gives you behind the scenes of day to day of what I'm doing. But if you have questions specifically about a particular topic, then always also get in touch about that. I'm more than happy to talk about that. So I will leave it at that, because I've got really nothing more to say at the moment. So rather than going over the same things again, and I'm virtually back to my office now, and as ever, going to put the kettle on and get on with things. So for now, I'm going to leave it there.
Not surprisingly, just a few days on from the event, I'm already acting on some of the ideas which came up during my conversations with those kids. I love how it's such a great two-way arrangement, which is partly why I return year after year. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at currentphotographer.com/podcasts.